But right now, out at the Dallas Safari Club's big convention at the Dallas Convention Center, it's heritage. For details, you can go to biggame.org. 1,800 exhibits, this massive hall. And Gordo's got the wireless, and he's going to head out and talk to some of the folks here. Gordo, come in.
Yes, I'm out and about, Craig. Do you have me?
We got you.
Gotcha.
With broadcast technology. Okay.
Sounding
good.
I'm
out here. And I always have to be careful who I talk to because there's too many guns around here for my liking. And I'm scared I'll offend somebody. Boy, this place is so nice. Look at all these animals. Wouldn't you like to have some of these in your home, Giorgio?
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at the,
put them in sports poses.
Yeah, we got like a big brown bear fighting a grizzly bear over here. Huge life-size mounts. Here's a mountain lion. You do not want to mess with them. I'm looking at one.
I know.
Right,
I've seen him around my house.
Yeah, it's about as big as it can get. How you doing, sir?
Hello, sir. Good to meet you.
Where are you from?
Argentina.
Argentina. Yes. Argentina. What outfit are you with here?
2230 booth.
Mm-hmm.
We are 12 from here.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting in the morning.
What kind of hunting is there down in Argentina?
Dove, duck, partridge,
mm-hmm.
and red stag.
I heard the dove are thick down there.
So it's a lot of dove down there in Argentina.
It's a plague. The population increased. We are at east. Cordoba East.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really happy to be there. It's my first time here.
Oh, it is. Oh, welcome to Dallas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
What's the most dangerous game that is in Argentina?
Maybe the water buffalo, bow hunting, the wild boar, bow hunting.
Wild boar, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Have you ever bow hunted for a water buffalo?
Not me. My father, JJ, I'm here to represent him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a...
When you hit a water buffalo with an arrow, does it, like, it just explode like a water balloon? Is it, like, full of...
He explodes, and sometimes he runs over to you. He's making a lot of noise.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31, okay. Is there a limit on dove you can take in Argentina?
A limit dove. I mean,
unlimited.
Yes, we have the two biggest roosts of each area. 25 million birds sleeping in one roost. More than 30 million sleeping in the other one.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, keep increasing the population.
You ever go hunting for dove with a bow and arrow?
I try, but I couldn't make it. But, yeah, I try.
All right, we're having fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was a young guy. Already had his first cigarette in the morning, by the way. I could tell.
All right,
where should I find? I can't get too far because I don't want this microphone to go out. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
What's your name?
CJ.
CJ. What do you do around here, CJ?
Oh, I'm an exhibitor. I'm from representing South Africa and also Mozambique. Got a ranch in Mozambique.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice to be here. I mean, this is highlight of the year, starting right in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Always the greatest accent of all time when I hear one of you guys talk. You're from that area of the world.
Oh, yeah.
People tell you that all the time? That, man, I love your accent.
Well, thank you. Yeah, most people like it. But yeah, it's a privilege for us to come from Africa, come here and do marketing and get clients to come to Africa,
mm-hmm.
and to share a vast experience with beautiful people.
What kind of hunts you guys sell?
Oh, mainly, we got plains game, but in Mozambique, we specialize in buffalo, leopard. Unfortunately, elephant not allowed to get imported to the U.S., but mainly buffalo and plains game.
You ever know anyone who's gotten attacked by a leopard?
Oh, yeah. Got a good friend that was attacked by a leopard. One of our attackers got attacked by a leopard.
Way to go, Gordon.
Lived or?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, survived. Yeah.
They survived it?
Yeah.
And what kind of injuries did they have?
Oh, the one PH was an elder gentleman. He had about 1,000 stitches, mainly to the head and here to the torso as the leopard was biting, mainly flipping off the whole skin from the skull, and also here as it was scratching on the stomach.
Yeah, that's what they do. They kind of grab your head, and then they use the black claws to
hind legs,
scoop you.
Yeah, they open up, gutting your belly. So,
good
God.
Also, the claws are very dirty, so immediately gangrene will set in.
Right.
So you got to be very careful, get the person out immediately to nearest high care facility.
And then the leopard, did it go on trial for this attack and eventually get incarcerated?
Obviously, a leopard will not just attack. There's only one time that I know of that the leopard attacked the guy. Just not wounded, not being in a snare, nothing, just attack. It was somebody, the guy invaded his private space, and that's mainly what happened. But with a leopard, normally it's wounded. You've got to go afterwards and go and annihilate the animal. You cannot leave it because then it will attack somebody else.
Right. So like the one that attacked the guy and scooped out his belly and his scalp off of him.
The specific one was killed by his tracker. His tracker dived down to the ground, crawled in, took his pistol from his body and put it in under the leopard and killed the leopard.
Between the guy and the leopard, had to take the pistol and
stick it up and just empty the magazine, and that saved the guy.
Jeez.
Dang, that's serious. So, yeah, I want to go on one of these hunts. Where do I go on the leopard attack hunt? Where's your booth?
My booth is 1439, but no leopard attack.
Okay. All right, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Okay, appreciate it.
That's quite a story.
Oh, man. Gross. Yeah, see, that's what those leopards do. They reach up and they grab you with their front claws around your head and shoulder, and they start biting at your face. And with their back claws, they just start digging out your insides, your belly. So they're just scratching and scraping away at your insides with their back claws. And all that mess they have under their fingernails is so toxic and full of so many germs, you just immediately get, you know, gangrene and sepsis is just right around the corner for you.
Badass.
Do you think somebody really strong like Larry Allen, though, could hold their hind legs where they couldn't do that?
No way. Talk to this guy here. How you doing, sir?
All right.
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, and you, what are you doing out here?
I'm working here.
Working here?
Yes.
And Chris, have you ever been hunting?
I did a little hunting back in the day.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
When was the day?
Oh, I better get out the mic. I'm on the clock. Okay.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. I can walk with you.
Okay.
What are you, where are you heading to?
I'm back here in one of our storage closets.
What kind of hunting did you do?
We did a little rabbit hunting back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Rabbit hunting. So mainly that was it.
What'd you hunt with? Like a...
Shotgun.
Shotgun?
Yes.
I don't think that would just blow the rabbit away.
No, you had to hit him just right.
Yeah. Where'd you grow up?
Here in Dallas.
Here in Dallas. Oh, yeah. What high school did you go to?
W.T. White.
W.T. White.
Longhorn.
What year did you graduate?
74.
74. Dang. Mm-hmm. So you know a lot of Dallas history.
Yeah.
You were here when Kennedy was killed.
Yes, I was.
Do you remember that day?
Yes, I do.
Where were you when you found out?
I didn't go to school that day, and I was at home.
Mm-hmm. You were at home when you heard of the tragedy of Lee Harvey Oswald getting shot by Ruby?
Right. Yeah. No, as far as that goes, I was...
That was not the tragedy.
I don't know where I was then, but as far as the Kennedy assassination, I was at home.
Did Lee Harvey act alone?
You can't talk.
I'm going to say yeah.
Thank you for your courage.
I think he did.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate
you found a soulmate.
Yeah, he's so right, man. That guy's so right. All right, let me go talk to these guys right here. Hey, what's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Craig.
Oh, sorry. I was right behind you.
I know you were right behind me.
I know, I was. All right, I'll talk to these ladies right here. How you doing, ma'am?
We're doing great.
Good. What's your name?
Mariel Hale.
Where are you from, Mariel?
Missouri.
Missouri, okay. And what's your name?
Tarina.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. See, I got the gym with me today.
And where are you from?
I'm from South Africa.
Oh, yes. Whereabouts in South Africa? Forney?
The northwest area, close to Botswana border.
Ah, yes. And is your first language Afrikaans?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Yes. Does it sound in my accent?
Come on. I can tell you have a little bit of an accent. Just a little bit of one. And how many times have you been here to the convention center for this Safari Expo?
Oh, it's my fifth year. Yes, that's very nice.
And what organization are you with?
I'm from Wild Footprint Safaris, and we usually say leave your footprints in Africa at Wild Footprint Safaris.
So that's like
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
No, it's fine. So, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Leaving your footprints. Oh, how many years you've been here?
What?
5 years.
What was the question?
Do you love me?
Yes, she loves everybody.
That wasn't it. So what kind of hunts do you guys sell? Oh, safaris.
We've got different all of it. Buffalo hunts, plains game hunts.
What's the biggest animal you've ever killed? or made friends with, or just in
an impala doe, and I usually shoot, but with the camera.
Ah.
And I'm the cook in camp, so my husband, he does all the hunting in that department. That's not my department.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You cook it and take photographs.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I make a wildebeest pot pie, eland filet, and a red hartebeest hamburger, patties, mm-hmm. everything.
The Impala hot dogs.
What's that?
I've eaten her cooking, and mm-hmm. it's delicious. You never get a bad meal there. Everything is wonderful.
And what's your impression of, America and Dallas? In Dallas-Fort Worth, what's the craziest thing you've done here? Or do you mainly just stay around the convention center?
What is it? We haven't been really outside the doors. We are usually just at the convention. But mm-hmm. I must say, the people here are very friendly, and they're very hospitable. And it's a very nice place to come to. We've been to various shows all over America, but we always feel so welcome mm-hmm. here. It's one of my favorite places to come for the shows.
What do you think about the whole Kennedy assassination thing?
That is also interesting. We drove past there, and my husband, he's very in the history and everything like that. And we haven't been to,
no,
to
we
that.
Just drove through the
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yes.
Do you have an opinion on whether Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone?
I'll tell you. No, you don't have an opinion.
I'm blonde.
Whoa. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. That is the greatest laugh. That so was incredible.
So back to you guys in Dallas.
Wow. Man.
That,
what do you think? 9 drops out of that, maybe?
You know what? She seemed really sweet.
So
but,
sweet.
But how does that husband live with that laugh?
It sounds like she's always hovering around a cauldron somewhere, making looking for the eye of Newt.
A friendly cartoon witch, maybe.
Yeah. Just met the friendly cartoon witch.
I need to introduce her to Colorado Rocky.
Oh, my gosh. That was unbelievable.
All right, way to go, Gordo. Way to go.